Good Friday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP. We wanted to spend a minute unpacking our conversation with Democrat Gavin Newsom, the favorite to become California's next governor. In the same way Republicans see California as emblematic of what drags the country down, Newsom sees it as America's leading light. Quote, something special is happening out here, he told us yesterday in Los Angeles. He calls California America's coming attraction. He talks confidently about the business climate in the state while acknowledging that Sacramento has to make the tax climate more favorable so states like Texas don't snatch jobs. He said he visited Rick Perry when he was governor of Texas to see what California can do. He's a Democrat who talks about the need to broaden the taxpaying base in a rewrite of the tax code and says Democrats, quote, don't need to be profligate to be progressive. That's a Jerry Brownism. He is going to have big issues if he is elected, not least a gas tax repeal effort pushed by Republicans that's already felled one Democrat and a high-speed rail project that's over budget. On the gas tax repeal, he said, quote, they are offering nothing but rhetoric to replace those dollars, Newsom said via the Los Angeles Times write-up of our event. The notion you're going to somehow find those efficiencies is nonsense. While much of the Democratic Party is trying to figure out how to inject fresh blood into the mix while not casting aside longtime leaders, Newsom deftly navigates the divide, praising Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, but acknowledging the need for the party to modernize and grow. He also talked about his strong relationship with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who he says is very important for California. Asked about running for president, he says no. Next question. Smart Annie Carney story this morning, which could be a cautionary tale for Gavin Newsom. Quote, Trump wages war against New York. Speaking of elite New York, which Trump loves to bash, the president is going to the Hamptons today. He's attending a roundtable and luncheon in Southampton. At 2:30 p.m., Trump will fly to the Hamptons to New Jersey to spend the weekend at his golf resort in Bedminster. The New York Times' Maggie Haberman and Ken Vogel write about panic in the White House over Omarosa's tapes. The tapes of Ms. Manigault Newman's private conversations with President Trump and other officials connected to him have rattled the White House in a way that few things other than the special counsel's investigation into possible campaign collusion with Russia have. They write, Mr. Trump's aides have been concerned that they will make an appearance on other tapes, of which Manigault Newman is expected to have as many as 200. That's 200 recordings, according to Maggie Haberman and Ken Vogel. Washington Post David Nakamura and Josh Dossi write that Trump is gearing up to strip more clearances from officials tied to the Russia investigation. Not so fast, another big story in Trump's universe, the military parade, which Trump had been touting, is delayed until 2019. Heads up, a verdict could come today in the Manafort trial. Jurors are back at it at 9:30 a.m., although there's no guarantees they'll wrap up today. CNN's Hadass Gold is moving to the network's London Bureau and will be working from there starting Monday. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.